Hey, this is WTOP's Jason Fraley, and we are being joined by, just say your name and your title.
I'm Randall Eliason. I'm the executive director of the Alexandria Harmonizers.
And we are talking because the Alexandria Harmonizers are going to be hosting their fall showcase, and they're calling it A Beautiful Morning. Why is that a fitting title for this thing?
Yeah, so the theme of the show is kind of a celebration of returning to live performances, a celebration with our community of emerging from the pandemic. And so the Beautiful Morning theme just seems to fit perfectly. We're kind of celebrating this re-emerging, this new day coming out of this period of the last couple of years when we couldn't really perform and couldn't really share our music with our audiences. So we're celebrating that. The show has a theme, or the songs have a theme of kind of celebration, renewal, hope, reawakening, and connection within our community.
So which songs, which pieces might we hear that speak to that Beautiful Morning theme?
Well, The Beautiful Morning itself, which is a song from Oklahoma, that's one of the songs we're doing. And
A beautiful morning.
Yeah, exactly. But it's a brand new arrangement, a very unusual and beautiful arrangement of that song that we actually performed last summer at the International Convention for the Barbershop Harmony Society and won third place in the world at that convention, performing that song, as well as another one that we're also doing in this show. But other songs include Bridge Over Troubled Water, A Little Help from My Friends, the old Beatles song, it's a wide variety of songs from different genres and different backgrounds, but all with that same kind of theme.
I see the Circle of Life listed here too.
Circle of Life from Lion King. Absolutely. Yep. Yep.
Man, so, that sounds like a great lineup.
It's a great variety. And like I said, a lot of different styles from a lot of different shows and really nice selection variety of things, I think.
Great. And it sounds like you're going to have a couple special guests too.
We do have some special guests. So one of them is a quartet called First Cake. So the Harmonizers are an a cappella chorus, and we have 50, 60 guys on stage. But the First Take is a barbershop quartet. And they also just won a medal this last summer at the International Convention in Charlotte, North Carolina. They're our guests, and they'll be doing a set, doing a number of songs in the barbershop quartet kind of style. And then Drew Teep, who's a local piano player and entertainer, does kind of a dueling pianos thing down at National Harbor. He's also going to be
Bobby McKee's.
Yeah, I believe so. And he's going to be joining us and doing some sing-along kind of things with the audience, dueling pianos kind of stuff as well. So it's going to be a lot of fun.
Definitely, definitely. And where will this be held? Where is Schlesinger Hall located?
It's on the Alexandria campus of Northern Virginia Community College. Don't have the street address right at my fingertips, but it's the
yeah, I got it. It's four in Alexandria. Yeah, 4915 East Campus Drive. I didn't know if you.
Awesome.
Is there? What do you suggest? Is there a nearby metro, or is it better to probably drive and park?
There's a parking garage right there. I'm actually not sure what the closest metro is, but there is a free parking garage that's right by the auditorium, so it's pretty easy access.
Okay, cool. And I want to double back to something else you mentioned earlier that the Alexandria Harmonizers competed and placed really well. I guess you got what, the third place bronze medal at the 2022 Barbershop Harmony Society International Convention. Just a little more details on that. Where was that held, and you know, how thrilling was that to place so high?
Yeah, that was very exciting. It was held in Charlotte, North Carolina this past summer, the week 4th of July week. So the Barbershop Harmony Society is an international organization, and they have these conventions annually, although they haven't had one since 2019. This is the first time since 2019, due, of course, to the pandemic, we weren't able to get together and have the conventions. So the Harmonizers have competed many times at these conventions. We've won, I think, 20 medals in our history, including 4 gold medals, first place gold medals. And so we were just thrilled to go back and be able to do that again. And yeah, we took the third place bronze out of 38 competing choruses. So we were, you know, definitely very excited about that. It's a lot of fun. It's great to get together with, you know, just thousands of people who enjoy singing in this style and singing for each other and watching the other groups. And it's a great social and musical event. We really enjoy it and really pleased to have, you know, done so well.
Didn't you have a couple other local groups, dance groups, chorus groups up there with you during that performance?
Yes, that was a very exciting aspect of this performance, and will also be a part of the show on Saturday. But we collaborated with 17th Street Dance, which is the dance component of the Gay Men's Chorus of Washington. And they joined us for a number called 42nd Street from the Broadway show to do a tap dance. And really brought the house down with the tap dancing in that number. And we had a great time collaborating with them. We're very excited to be able to do that. And they're also joining us again for the Saturday show on September 10th. So tap dancing is a part of the show as well. It's a lot of fun.
You get your Busby Berkeley on. I love it. all right, cool. Well, I'm trying to think. Is there anything else we need to hit on?
There's one really important thing that I need to hit on that I hope you can emphasize, which is that so as part of the Beautiful Morning kind of reawakening theme out of the pandemic, the Harmonizers are dedicating this performance to all of our community sort of frontline workers and volunteers who kept working during the pandemic and helped the community go on during the pandemic. And that includes not only sort of first responders, you know, police and fire and people working in the hospitals and things like that, but also, you know, grocery store workers, you know, I mean, you know, people who had to keep working when the rest of us were kind of hunkered down and trying to ride out the pandemic. So we're honoring those people at this performance and we're offering them free tickets. And so people who fall into that category, first responders, frontline workers, volunteers who kept working during the pandemic to help keep the rest of us safe, can email info@harmonizers.org and get more information on how they can get free tickets for this show. Great. And that's thanks to we got a very generous grant from the city of Alexandria that made it possible for us to do that.
That's really cool. Yeah. Everyone take them up on that offer, the free tickets. That's really great. Yeah. All right. Before we run, I guess just in closing, we should, you know, remind our listeners just a little bit of the history of the Alexandria Harmonizers. You know, how long has the group been around? Like how did it officially come together in the first place?
Yeah, thanks. So we are going to celebrate our 75th anniversary next year. We've been based in Alexandria that entire time, but founded in 1948, and founded as a chapter of the Barbershop Harmony Society, which is in this international organization that sponsors, has group member groups all around the country, all around the world. But we've sort of expanded recently into a more general a cappella chorus. So we do a cappella singing in a wide variety of styles, not simply limited to barbershop, but those are our roots. And like I said, in that 75-year history, we've won, I think, 20 international medals at competitions. We've toured around the country and internationally. And we're a multi-generational chorus. We have members ranging in age from their teens to their 80s, who just love to get together and sing and perform this style of music.
Awesome. Well, come see him sing. It's Saturday, September 10th. It's called A Beautiful Morning, the Fall Showcase for the Alexandria Harmonizers. It's going to be at the Schlesinger Concert Hall and Arts Center in Alexandria, starting at 7 p.m. on September 10th. So everyone check it out. Hey, thanks for doing this.
Thank you, Jason. Information at harmonizers.org.
Harmonizers.org. All right, cool. Hey, yeah. Thanks, Randall.
Thank you. Really appreciate it.